4. Lost and Found. And this is the will of Him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that He has given me, but raise them up at the last day. John 6:39. Fish on, I yelled, as a huge, beautiful steelhead inhaled the salted minnow as it drifted within inches of its powerful jaws. The water exploded as the huge fish took off upstream. I wasn't prepared to catch a steelhead that morning. The minnow was intended for a small group of brown trout just beyond the two steelhead that were swimming together. Before I could adjust my drag, the battle was over as quickly as it began. Line snapped, fish gone. Score? Fish one? Fisherman, zero. I tied on a new hook using a trilene knot, added two small split shots, a salted minnow, and gently cast the 4-pound test line upstream. As I watched it drift across the smooth rocks, another fish swallowed the minnow. I watched in disbelief as a 12-inch brown trout, hook firmly planted inside its mouth, ran with the minnow, turned, shook its head, and with the same outcome as before, snapped my line. I thought in my haste I had turned the drag the wrong way. Ah! Frustrated, I began the process of tying on a new hook, sinkers, and bait. Well, I wasn't about to give in. No matter how frustrating it was to have my line keep breaking, I decided it was worth staying. If nothing else, just enjoying the midday warmth on my face, or catching a glimpse of an occasional rainbow trout reflecting the golden rays of the sun on its side, and the peaceful sound of a mountain stream as its contents trickled across smooth, polished rocks, made the day absolutely amazing. Within the next hour, I caught 3 beautiful brownies. Things had picked up, and I began to think that maybe it wasn't going to be a bad day after all. I kept casting and casting for about the next 3 hours, but without even as much as a nibble. The fish had definitely gone cold. I was about to pack it up and head home when a very strange thing happened. With what I promised myself would be the last cast, I snagged something. As I reeled in what I thought was another angler's line, I quickly found out it was my line from earlier that morning and the fish was still on. I couldn't believe it. I thought, well, that'll never happen again. But just minutes later, it did happen again. I snagged my 2nd broken line from that morning with the fish still attached. Just when I thought I wasn't going to catch my limit, my circumstances changed, and I headed home a contented, happy, and totally amazed fisherman. The score? Fish 0, fisherman 5. From the bottom of the creek, I raised up the 2 fish that I thought were gone. I wish every day could end like that. But the truth is, that's not the way life works. Many of us quit in frustrating circumstances when life doesn't flow the way we want it to. Unless we can learn to empty ourselves of hidden or unrealistic expectations, we are going to get frustrated every time our line snaps. I chose to not allow frustration to dictate my emotions, but instead chose to think about what was peaceful and beautiful and true. That way, even without a win, the day would still have been an incredible adventure.
Come, you who are thirsty, come to the waters. Draw from the living well, new life He offers. It's clear as crystal flowing down from the throne of God. Thirsty, come to the waters. Come to the well that will never run dry. Jesus alone can satisfy. All those who hear are welcome. The Spirit and the bride say, come, you who are thirsty.